Don't know, what do you have for us this morning?
This morning, couples who do this together live longer.
Live longer? What,
yeah, they're going to live longer if they do this together as a couple.
Or live longer as a couple.
What's your thinking? Your face, you see a smile there.
I'm smiling because I'm so mean. My other half, bless her, she can send me things that are really cute on Instagram, and I think she got it wrong the other day. And it's to do with living long. And I called her out on it instead of saying that was cute. And I was like, oh my God, no. But hear me out for a sec. So there's 7 years between us. Mm. And she sent me this cute Instagram quote that was like, if you live to be 100 years old, 100 years and one day old, I want to live to 100 because I don't want to go a day without you. And I was like, that's really cute, but I'm 7 years older than you. If I live if I live to 100 and one day old, you'll be 94.
Oh, you shouldn't trust. That's why did you stir the pot like that?
But the maths, like, I was like, you'll have 6 years if you want to stay to 100 then, you know, the kind of way. And she was like, way to ruin the moment. And I was like, I need to go back on the post and see if anyone's done the maths on that, because the sentiment is there.
Yeah, the sentiment is there.
Living long together, you know, that kind of way. Yeah. So, Don, I'm going to say, is it sharing Instagram quotes?
No, it is not sharing Instagram quotes. No. Something I've been opened up to recently is like let's do a TikTok trend dance.
Oh, you're a bit of a groover on TikTok, aren't you?
I was never kind of thinking about them, and then I was kind of asked, I was like, yeah, I wonder if people do that and have a laugh about that together. Does that make
or
you
that
longer?
Could cause arguments?
Either way,
yeah, like, you know those TikTok trends, and it's like the Titanic. They have to catch them.
Oh yeah,
and like
yeah.
they get their partner to do it, and then they just like can't pick them up or whatever. Yeah,
It's all dangerous. Yeah, but funny. Then you can have a laugh with doing it wrong.
Yeah, you could. You could also be like, why can't you pick me up?
What are you saying about me?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. What are you implying here?
Yeah. Two arguments quite fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Donald's got big guns. You're strong. So, like, there's no excuses there at all now, yeah.
You're fine.
Anna Lee, what do you reckon?
I think it could be, like, just basic tasks, like cleaning together.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know? The day-to-day mundane, like, doing it together.
Like, if you see, like, someone that just, like, wipes something off, like, the countertop and doesn't, like, actually, like, spray it and then wipe it, that's very telling. So if you have the same cleaning routine, and that's also good for your health. So you'll live longer in a clean environment.
Really good thinking, to be fair. You know? Yeah, I like your style there. Yeah, it's not the answer, but I like your thinking. Yeah, that kind of thinking is along the right lines, though.
That's brilliant, though. I love that one so much. Okay, what do you think? 087-1-102-107. Apparently, couples who do this together live longer. What is it? Send us a message. You've heard it's none of our guesses. Well, thank God it's none of our guesses. Okay, Donal, what do we have this morning?
Couples who do this together live longer. But what is it?
What is it what that is they it? Do? Good morning, Laura.
Morning, guys. Is it couples that go to the gym together live longer? Laura and Goy.
Makes sense. Very
great
good
chat.
Guess. But it does. Can I just really quickly say, couples that go to the gym together, I'm all for it. Couples that train together. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you just go and do your things separate.
Little smooches here and there. No, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Please.
Nobody needs to see that.
I don't.
There's like, a time
we're in
a
gym,
place.
We're sweaty, you know, the hooks, the kisses, bicep curls.
Read the room.
Yeah.
No, it's gross. Not that, but I like the thinking. I get it. It's fitness and it's doing something together, but no, it's not the answer, no.
Okay.
Tommy Mead has said, if you be playfully competitive, if everything's a competition, you make the cups of coffee, the next cups of coffee you've made, I've made them better than you did. little making a competition out of everything. It's a good shout, not the answer.
Is it a good shout? Do you not end up killing each other, no?
Yeah. But like in a playful way, it's not like...
I killed her in a playful way.
There's an extreme there, but I get you thinking. Yeah. It's not the answer though, anyway, yeah.
Okay, right. Put us out of our misery, Donald.
The answer is couples who slag people together.
What?
And decide they have joint feelings on slagging someone. They find that's a comfort. Like, I agree with you. They are an ignorant person.
That's great.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand the science behind it, but you know what? I'm going to go with it and I'm going to start implementing it in the next couple of hours.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.